I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. The city of Colorado Springs unveiled a new program aimed at reducing panhandling and pushing money toward local aid agencies. New signs have gone up across the city that read, "Handouts don't help," and offer instead a number to text to donate directly to service providers. All donations go to the Pikes Peak Continuum of Care, a network of local agencies that provides housing, food, and other assistance to those experiencing homelessness. Larry Yonkers directs the Colorado Springs Rescue Mission.
I don't know how much money it'll raise. I don't think that's really the point. The point is really how much will it raise the awareness that in the community that we need to do something. Everybody needs to do something. And there's not enough people giving handouts either.
Officials hope the campaign will encourage people to donate to organizations that track how money is being spent rather than directly to individuals. However, some homeless advocates worry that the effort could dissuade people from giving altogether. Environmental activists have filed a preliminary injunction request to prevent a wildlife refuge from opening at the site of a former nuclear weapons facility. Rocky Flats National Wildlife Refuge would cover more than 7 square miles southeast of Boulder. It's set to open this summer. Activists claim the refuge has not been proven to be safe for the public. A previously filed suit naming the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the U.S. Federal Highway Commission, and others as defendants has been filed. State and federal officials have said the area is safe for both animals and humans because of a $7 billion cleanup and remediation. This is 91.5 KRCC News.